Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Kay Sanders, and I'm going to introduce Kay in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us on the show. I'm so honored that I get to share this great content and these fabulous guests with you all over the world. And today I want to give a special shout out to my listeners in Ireland. Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to the show. Now I know I've said this before, but I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. And perhaps that's you. You know, you come from that heart-centered place and you want to make a difference in the world. Leave an impact. Leave your legacy. And so if that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us today on the show, welcome. And if this is your first time listening, an extra welcome to you. And if you have joined us before, I always welcome you back. So thank you so much for listening to the show again today. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, and so that I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you won't be disappointed with our guest today. And I'm always eager to hear what you have to say, what you think about the show. So feel free to connect with me at either my website at BonnieGressel.com and send me a message. And the link is on the show page below, as well as a special gift that I have for everyone who is listening. And then also, I want to invite you to join our Entrepreneur Mastery Group on Facebook. It's a really pretty active group, and it's a place where we can all support one another on the journey and get questions answered, get some feedback from other people, and I'm very active in that group pretty much every day. So I hope to see you there. And you can find all the links for our guest today, the gift that I have for you, and my website and the Facebook page, all on the page, show page below. And remember, you can find the show on your favorite podcast directory. Just go to my website, BonnieGressel.com, and there's a page with all the icons that link to the actual places, so you don't have to necessarily go searching. So if you're an iTunes person, you can listen there. If you like to listen on iHeartRadio or SoundCloud, you can listen there as well. So without further ado, allow me to introduce our guest for today, Kay Sanders. Kay is a nationally recognized business coach and consultant, as well as a best-selling author. She draws from her own experiences and struggles in life and in business to inspire others to make a difference in their lives. She specializes in helping coaches, consultants, and other service professionals to grow their business with the right systems and strategies so that they can put their sales and lead generation on autopilot and they can return to the passion that got them in business in the first place. They can turn that business into a profitable and successful endeavor. Now, this includes their online marketing, lead generation, customer acquisition, and business management strategies. Kay helps them not only make sense of all those different tools and strategies and the resources that are out there, but also helps them to choose and implement the right ones for their business. She's been featured on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox, as well as other media outlets, and she truly believes that everyone not only deserves, but also has the ability to live a fulfilling life of success and achievements. Join us in welcoming Kay Sanders to the show today. Well, welcome, Kay. I am so excited to have you here in The Holistic Entrepreneur, taking time out of your busy day to share your wisdom with all of us. Welcome.
Hello, Bonnie. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
You know, I read a little bit about the people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are today and the work that you do?
Yes, I'd love to. Well, first of all, I mean, I'm from Germany, so if anyone is wondering where this word accent is coming from, that now you know. And I came to Texas in 2006. I've been here about like 11 years now. And now I'm a business coach, like you mentioned. But before, it was like, really, I wanted to do something better with my life. Like, I came here, my ex left us 2 months after we got here. So that was a big shocker. That was a big awakening for me. And I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always wanted to be there for my son, you know, give him a better life. And I mean, it was a very big challenge, like being from Germany, being here all on my own and everything. And it was a very, very wild roller coaster ride. But today, I mean, I really love what I'm doing. I get to help a lot of people, and basically I help them go through the struggles that I have gone through in the past. I mean, I started out as a holistic life coach in 2012, but then really realized that the holistic side, you know, it's fine. I love the holistic and Reiki and all of those different things, but it was really the business aspects, the systems, the strategies, the technology that really got me all passionate about it. And my coach at that time, she kind of helped me realize that that's my zone of genius. And I know a lot of people that really struggle with that. So that's why I really decided, well, I'm going to leave the holistic life coaching aside, and I'm just going to focus on the business coaching. And I've been doing this for like 2 years now. And for the past year, it's been full time, and I really love it. And it really makes up for all the struggles I had to go through to get to where I'm at today.
You know, It's interesting because sometimes things happen in our life and we just have to pivot. We just have to make a change. And life can never be exactly like it was before whatever it was happened. Exactly. But we just go on to our new normal.
Mm-hmm. So my coach actually had told me one thing that kind of, you know, hit a little nerve, or it kind of really opened my eyes. He was like that everything that happens in life holds a story. I mean, holds a gift, you know. It's just up to us to really decide or to really realize what that gift is, and then, you know, take it for what it is and, you know, learn from it and then move forward. So, you know, even though I've gone through a lot of, you know, drama, a lot of stress and a lot of, you know, horrible things, but, you know, I didn't let that pull me down. It's just really, I looked at it as a gift, and, you know, that I can learn from, and, you know, to help me move forward. And I think that's really what helped me get to where I'm at today. So yeah, it's definitely, you know, sometimes, you know, life kind of puts those curveballs in between your feet, and you have to really figure out, you know, where do you want to go? Are you going to let it, you know, pull you down, or are you going to take that and move forward from that? And I decided to, you know, take it to my advantage, you know, and move forward from that.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I always say there are no accidents. Mm-hmm. I do say that like all the time, even our car accident, which, and you know, back in 2009 when we had that, I even tell people that was really no accident. It was what I was meant to experience to bring me to who I am today. Mm-hmm. So I think you're so right. And so is your coach, in that there's always a lesson. There's always a reason for everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing now, because people struggle with technology and putting systems in place and getting everything to fit and work right and all of that. So tell us a little bit about, you know, well, let's talk about systems first. Why are systems even important? I mean, why do we need to pay attention to that as entrepreneurs?
Well, systems is really what will make your life a lot easier. I mean, if you have those different systems and strategies in place, for one, they are going to be consistent. They're going to bring you the consistent results. I mean, once they're really in place, once they're effective, they will help you get more clients more consistently, where you have to spend only maybe 20% on your business, and you get to spend 80% in your business actually doing what you love to do. I mean, we all became business owners for a reason. We want to either help people, we want to make a difference, or we want to do whatever we want to do. But if you don't have those systems in place, you're going to be focusing, you know, about 80% on the marketing aspects, that, you know, the sending out emails, doing all these different things, you know, to generate more leads. But if you have those systems and strategies in place, all this stuff is on autopilot, so you can leverage your time better. You have more time to really do what you love to do. You know, if you think about it, if you don't have, let's say, autoresponders, those automated email system, and you have to do everything by hand and manually, it's going to take you a very long time to do that. And then you're going to miss certain people, you know, especially like if you have a lot of people sign up for something. So that's like one of the systems, you know, having that in place will really make your life a lot easier. It will really help you up level your business. I mean, if you're in business, you're in business because you want to, you know, become successful. You want to probably make a lot of money. You want to have that freedom, you know, the financial and personal freedom that comes with being an entrepreneur. But without those systems and strategies, you really play very small. You won't ever be able to really increase your income, you know, leverage your time better, you're going to be so busy doing all the manual work rather than, you know, really enjoying being an entrepreneur. So that's why those systems are really so important to have in your business, so you can really up level your business and grow as your business grows. Because if you don't have those systems in place, you can't really grow your business because you can only do so much. So that's why those systems are so important in business.
And, you know, everybody talks about how everything, they don't have enough time now. I mean, to exactly. add, you know, other things. And two, when you're talking about, you know, an autoresponder, an email system, if you don't use that and you're just sending emails out, you know, on your, you know, email account, you can get caught for spamming. I mean, that's, exactly. I mean, so there's some legal implications with that too. So mm-hmm. yeah, I'm wholeheartedly a fan of autoresponders. I don't think any business, no matter how small it is, really can do without that.
Yeah, no, it's not possible. Definitely not.
So what are some, so say you're seeing someone, you know, early on in their entrepreneur practice and, you know, everybody says, oh my gosh, there's so many things to do and you can't do everything all at once, right? Exactly. Where would you start with someone who is just starting out and, you know, to put some of those systems in place so that they can scale their business, so that they can have more time and they're not working, you know, 22 hours a day and sleeping 2 hours a day. So where do you start with people?
Well, the first thing is really, I mean, before I even do any systems with them, I really focus on making sure that they have a strong foundation, like from, you know, their niche, their pricing, their packaging, all of that. So we first really focus on the foundation pieces and then also which platforms to go on, because I mean, that's also a big piece, you know, it's also going to be part of the system as well. But then the next thing is really, you know, lead generation. That's like the first thing that I help my clients do beside getting the clients actually, but list building, you want to build your email list, because your email list, you, by providing something of value, I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people, a lot of your listeners have heard of the term lead magnet. That's like a free offer that you give away on your website, on a separate landing page to really, it's some experts, they call it a bribe to really get people on your list. It's something of really a lot of value that your ideal client would want. It solves a problem. It solves a challenge that they have, and it basically helps you build your list. You as the entrepreneur, it helps you build your list. So that's one of the first things that I really help my clients with, is, you know, having that strong lead magnet in place to build your list. Because from there, once you have people on your list, and I'm pretty sure you've heard it, you know, before, you know, the money's in the list. And it's true, because people that are already on your list, that's your warm market. I mean, even though you may have never talked to them, but they are somewhat aware of who you are, what you do, and if you provide us some really great content, then you also build up that know, like, and trust factor. And no one buys from you if they don't know you, if they don't like you, and especially if they don't trust you, they're never going to buy from you. And by having those systems in place, by having those lead magnets that you can offer, you will build up that trust with them, because if it's something of value, then they're going to be like, oh my God, that person already gives away so much great content. I mean, how much more are they going to give me if I actually work with them, or if I buy their product or something like that. And then once that you have them on your list, then you can really nurture that relationship with sending out the emails, the newsletters, you know, offering certain things, and you build them up and you basically lead them up the selling ladder or the customer ladder or whatever you want to call it, but basically turning them into paying customers, paying clients. And that's like the first thing you want to build your list. A lot of people, they build their list or they have a free offer on the website, but then nothing. They don't email their list. They don't build up that value. They don't build up the relationship, nothing. So just building your list is one piece, but then the other piece is really building, nurturing your list. Because then whenever you do make an offer, and it's also about not always just making a pitch. It's about 80% providing value and 20% of making a pitch. And I mean, the 80-20 rule is basically in everything from marketing, from, you know, just everything. You want to really focus 80% on providing value and only 20% on actually making a pitch. But once they're on your email list and you have built up that trust and rapport with the people, then whenever you do make an offer, it can be for another free offer or if you're having an event or anything like that. But once you have that, you know, that strong relationship with them, even though they may have never talked to you or maybe never bought from you or anything like that, but once they're on your list and you build that relationship, then when you do make an offer, the chance of them actually taking you up on the offer is a lot higher than just someone that if you're just, let's say, doing Facebook ad and cold traffic, you know, that's going to be a lot harder. So you definitely, the first thing is really, the first system is really building that list, focusing on building your list and then nurturing your list.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something that I want to talk about a little bit, because Facebook ads, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't know what you're doing with Facebook ads, you can really spend a lot of money and not get a lot of ROI, right? Let's talk about that a little bit, Kay, because, you know, I think people think, oh yeah, we'll just put some ads out there and we'll get, you know, people on our list, and maybe not, because just because you're paying for ads doesn't mean you're going to get opt-ins. So how do you help people through that process so that they don't make that mistake of spending a lot of money without really, you know, getting anything back for it?
I really like that you brought that up, because it is true. I mean, you can really spend a lot of money on Facebook ads if you don't really know what you're doing. So the first key, and when it comes to Facebook ads, it's not just the ad itself. There are all these different pieces to it that you need to really tweak. So instead of just, you know, already putting in a lot of money right away, and when you do your ad, you really start out slow. You do maybe $1 a day, and you test it for a couple of days, or maybe $2 a day, depending on your budget. But the first week is really just more about the testing your ad, because it's about the picture. Is the picture really going to be good? So you want to start with having, let's say, six different images. And then you want to test it. You can also do 6 different ad copy, you know, because the ad copy is also very important. And then you really test it to see which of the images has the most clicks and most conversion. And then you turn off the ones that didn't convert very well. So what I do with my own ads, or also with my clients, the first week is really just testing and tweaking and making sure which ad is performing better, turn off the other ones that are not performing. So, and then I really make sure that the ad is performing well. If the ad is not performing, then maybe I change the headline. You don't want to change the entire ad, because then you can't really test to see which piece is working and which is not. So you start out with maybe just changing the image and then test that again. And then you might change the headline and the title, and then see if that makes it different on a conversion. And then and then you can also tweak the ad copy to see which one is converting better. So once you have done all that tweaking and testing, you can then move on to, okay, now my ad is converting. I have a lot of clicks going to my website or to the landing page, but then what's going on? I don't have a lot of conversion. So then it's maybe the landing page that's not converting. So then you can also tweak the landing page, the headline, then the text, the bulleting points, maybe change the video around if you have video. But you never want to change the entire thing all around at once. You want to do one at a time. So first the headline, and maybe adding more value on it. I mean, more features, more benefits and those type of things. But it's all about tweaking one piece at a time. So when it comes to the ads, I mean, you can spend a lot of money on an ad, and even if the ad is converting, but the landing page is not converting, then you're also not going to get your ROI. So, I mean, I would suggest, if anyone that's listening and is considering to do Facebook ads, I would really suggest hire someone to do it for you. Or if you do want to do it yourself, really just, you know, start very, very little, and also tweak your targeting very, very in a lot of detail, because you want to really target your ideal client. So if you, let's say, look for women entrepreneurs, that's a very broad field. So you really want to drill down as far as, okay, what kind of entrepreneur are they? What are their titles? What are they looking for? What magazines are they reading? What experts are they following? So really drill down on all their interests, even their income. You can even target that as well. But you really want to drill down as much as you possibly can, because if you don't do that, then the wrong person sees the ad and you pay for it if you have the click. So like I said, if you don't really know what you're doing when it comes to the Facebook ad, I would highly suggest hire someone to do it for you. If you don't have the money to hire someone, really just start very, very small. Don't make a lot of investment. Really tweak until you get the conversion that you like, and then you can make a higher investment. But it's also, you know, how much can you afford? Facebook ads, they're great. I mean, I'm totally for Facebook ads, because, you know, you can really target your target audience, but it is also cold traffic. So if you're really brand new, no one really knows you, it might take a little time for you to actually get some traction from your Facebook ads. A lot of those big gurus, they spend a lot of money on Facebook ads, but they actually get it done professionally. They know that if they're spending $1,000 on Facebook ads, that they will get something from that, that they will get their ROI. So it's really about, you know, what level are you at? You know, how much can you afford? What's your budget? But like I said, if you don't really know what you're doing, hire someone that can help you do it, or really just start very, very, very small. And so you won't be spending too much money and actually lose a lot of money then.
Yeah. And I know, like you mentioned, the big gurus, the big guys who do this and spend it thousands of dollars, they're getting several thousand dollars back in return. So for them, I mean, so then it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just curious, because there's Facebook ads and then there's boosting a Facebook post. What is your opinion on that, or how you see the difference between the two? Because I hear that question all the time from people.
Well, I don't really do the boosting, because that's really just, you know, your main people see it. So it's, I haven't really done that much anymore. When I first started out, I did that until I really learned more about Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. Now I really just do, because when it comes to the Facebook, the boosting, I mean, you have to have really use your page, your Facebook profile, not your personal profile, but your actual page. And if you don't really keep your profile up to date, if you don't really do a lot on your profile, then the boosting is really not going to give you a lot, because, you know, not everyone is going to see it. When it comes to the Facebook ad, I mean, you still do need your business profile for the ads. But like, for example, for me, I only use my actual business page for the Facebook ads. I don't really put a lot on there. I use my regular Facebook page for my business and stuff. But I think you can reach a lot more people with the actual Facebook ad, because then you can also do the pixels. So for example, what I like to do is I do the conversion. So I have the pixel on my thank you page for my lead magnet. So I don't pay as much as if I just drive traffic to my site. So there are different ways of doing the Facebook ads. So if you do the conversion, you can put the tracking code on the page that they get to after they signed up. So which would be the thank you page. Then you would only pay, I mean, you still have to pay some for the clicks, but you won't pay as much. They're only going to really get charged when they get to the thank you page. So then that keeps also your costs down. Whereas if you just pay, you know, just to get people to your land, to your website, then you're going to be paying more, because you do have more clicks than actually opt-ins. So you really want to, you know, track the conversion. And with the boost, you can't really do that. I believe, like I said, I haven't really used the boost in a while. So I think the Facebook ad is a lot more effective than just boosting a post.
Okay. So, you know, I hear this from people all the time too. And I'm kind of like this myself. It's like, oh, testing. I don't want to test. But that's an important thing to do. I mean, we have to know if our stuff is working, right? Our marketing is working.
Exactly. And you won't really know, because first of all, I mean, you really need to know your target audience. A lot of people, they don't really get too clear on their avatar or target audience. They just say, well, I want to work with this type of person, but they don't really drill down extremely deeply to, you know, really figure out who are they, what are their pain points, what is it, you know, that they really want to, you know, what problems do they want to have solved. And you can't really know until you really test it, until you do surveys to really find out what it is that they want. But then also, when it comes to the ad copy, I mean, that's really a tricky thing. And I'm not an expert in the ad copy either. But it's also using the mental triggers that really get someone to, like, I don't want to use the word convince, but you want to inspire people to actually take you up on your offer. But it's basically your copy will convince them in a way to say, yes, I need to have that. So you won't really know what is working until you really test it. You might think your headline is great and it's like it's going to be so super successful. But then when you actually push it out, you get crickets. No one likes what you put together. So that's why the testing is so very important, to really find out what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, that's not something that you do within like a day or just like 30 minutes here and there. No, that's like a process of really tweaking everything, testing everything. It's even like on your website. It's everything that you put out there. You really need to track and test what gets results. So just for example, on Facebook, when you make a post about business, for example, I know for me on Facebook, whenever I post something around business, I get a lot less traction or engagement than if I post something about, let's say, personal development or something personal. Because I mean, for one, people don't like to be sold to, you know, they want to be bought. And if you post something about business, it might come across really salesy. So now on my Facebook, I really don't post a lot of business related things. I post more motivational things because I get a lot more traction from that than from anything business related. So that's also something that I had to test. I didn't know that at first. I'm like, well, you know, I have so many people on Facebook. If I just, you know, post something about my business or, you know, the things that I do, the topics that I teach, you know, I'm going to get a lot of traction from that. And I didn't. So that was also a process I had to go through to really test what is working, what is not working. So with everything that you're putting out, you really have to test to see, you know, is this message effective? Am I going to get traction from that? Am I going to get conversion? If I don't, then maybe I need to change the headline around. So it's all about testing. So everything in business really needs to be tested and tweaked to really make sure you hit that nerve with your ideal client.
Mm, and things change so much all the time. Exactly. I mean, even just that, there's a reason to test and take a look at things. You know, exactly. You mentioned surveying your potential clients or your niche before, mm-hmm. and there are tools for that too, talking about systems. Talk to us a little bit about systems to put in place to find out what your ideal, once you know who your ideal client is and what your niche is. And you're right, I see this all the time that people think they know, but they don't really know, you know?
Yeah.
But once they do, and they want to say, send a survey out or send, you know, get some feedback from them, what's a good way, do you think, to do that, Kay?
Well, there are different platforms like SurveyMonkey. You can use that to send out a survey. Or like I have with my autoresponder, I use GetResponse. I actually have the option to create a survey through that. And I just send it to my list, or I had posted it on Facebook as well. There are different platforms out there that you can use for surveys. I think maybe even AWeber, I believe, has it too. I'm not really sure. I don't use it, but I know GetResponse definitely has that. And then it's even on my list as well. So if you want to grow your list with that too, so you can do that as well. If you post it out there on, let's say, LinkedIn, Facebook, or anywhere else, or even on your website, you can do that as well. And then you can grow your list with that one as well. But yeah, you definitely want to survey your list to really find out what is it that they want. So let's say you want to create a lead magnet or an online course or a training or anything like that. By doing a survey, you can really ask your ideal client, what is it that they even want? You know, what kind of format do they want you to deliver the content in? You know, is it going to be video? Do they prefer video? Do they prefer audio or text or whatever? So, you know, you definitely want to use a survey or just really survey your list. And I think Facebook even has an option to do a little survey as well. So if you have a big following on Facebook, you can do a survey and then people can just click on it. So that's a great tool as well. I haven't used it yet, but I've seen it. A lot of people have used it so far to do the survey.
Yeah. And you know, we were talking about, you know, spending money and how everything can be really expensive because there's so much to do, but there are really a lot of inexpensive or free things out there that you can use to start building some of these systems. I mean, I know that I use GetResponse too, and I really like it. And it's not a huge, you know, investment. Mm-hmm. But there are things like SurveyMonkey where you can do, you know, a 10 question or less survey that's free. So you don't even have to buy anything for that. Exactly. And the Facebook thing too, you know, to do a survey on Facebook. Yeah, I think you have to have a business page, but you don't have to pay for that. So there are a lot of things out there. Do you, you know, when you work with someone new, I mean, do you kind of get that overwhelm from people that, oh my God, there's so much to do in this, everything costs something, you know?
Yes. I mean, I do like to help my clients to find cost-effective ways. Because I mean, especially if you're just starting out in business or you're still kind of at the beginning, you don't have thousands of dollars to spend on all these different things each month. So I look at where are my clients, what stage are they in, where do they want to go, and then what can we do? I mean, we really put a plan together on how to move them forward. And then I provide them with different resources that are very inexpensive. So GetResponse is one thing that I tell all my clients because it is very cost effective and you can do a lot with it. You don't need Infusionsoft right when you get out the gate. I mean, I've talked with people before, they don't even have any clients yet, but they have Infusionsoft. No. I think that's that's just way too much. You are not at that level yet. You don't need it. But I really look at my clients, you know, I really help them come up with a plan, because I mean, that's also why people come to me, is because they are overwhelmed with, oh my God, there's so much stuff out there. What am I supposed to do? I remember when I first started out, I felt the same way. I'm like, okay, this person's talking about this strategy. This person's talking about this. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do now? And I really help them create a plan based on their current situation, because that's also a big key, is not every system, strategy, course, or whatever is out there that these big gurus are doing is a good fit for every entrepreneur, because it really depends on what stage are they in. So a brand new entrepreneur, like I said, doesn't need Infusionsoft. I mean, Infusionsoft might try to sell you on it, but you don't need that. You don't need certain things in your business that is something like, let's say, an online course. I wouldn't have my clients create an online course right out the gate, because we need to focus on getting their foundations in place first, getting them some clients first, having the cash flow coming in first before we look at spending any money on all these Facebook ads, on all these marketing things, or you know, even creating a course or those type of things. So I really look at where are my clients right now, and then we really put a plan in place, like step by step. I mean, there's the saying, I mean, how do you eat an elephant? One step at a time. I mean, one bite at a time. It's the same with a business. You can't really jump ahead and do something that someone does that makes like $10,000 a month if you're just starting out. So that's really the key when it comes to, you know, those different system strategies, to really go by what is a good fit for you right now. What is a good fit for your wallet, you know, for your budget, because you don't want to overspend, you know, have these monthly, because I mean, all these different systems, you know, they usually have a monthly fee. I mean, an autoresponder, that's like the first thing I tell my clients, you need that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like really the first thing I tell them, you need that. Maybe even a time trade or like an online scheduler. That is a great thing that can, you can also leverage your time with that better. And for me, I always get confused with all the different time zones. So having a online scheduler is great because then I don't have to figure out, okay, what time zone are you in right now? And so yeah, that's definitely a great tool to have right out the gate. But other than that, I mean, even with a website, yes, you should have a website, because it's like your online business card, especially if you don't just work with local people. If you do a lot of business online, your Facebook page is not your website. It's not your business website. So a lot of people use that, but it's not professional. It can actually hurt your reputation. So you definitely want to have, even a basic website is fine, but you definitely want to have that too, but you don't necessarily need to have it right away. You can just have a basic landing page. That's fine as well. So it really depends on, are you doing your business just online, or are you just doing it local? So really go by what stage you're at and don't invest more than you have to. Just like one step at a time.
Yeah, good point. You know, we've talked about so many good points today, Kay. And I know life is busy, and if people could only remember one more thing today, you know, fit one more thing in their brain, what do you think is the most important message that you want to leave with people from our conversation today?
Invest in yourself and work with someone. I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you need to help, because I mean, if you've never grown a business, you don't know how to grow a business. I made the mistake. I initially started out and I didn't have a coach. I didn't have a mentor. So it took me quite some time to get going until I realized that, hey, I need a coach. And, you know, it is an investment into your future. It is not, don't look at it as like, oh my God, it's going to cost me this much. No, because a coach can help you get there a lot faster. I mean, just think about how much money are you going to lose out if you try to figure things out on your own for, let's say, a year. You're going to lose out a lot of money because you don't have the clients. You don't make the sales that you want to make. But whereas if you make the investment in a coach and then, you know, 6 months later down the road, you're going to be 10, 20 steps ahead of if you would do it on your own. So don't get too afraid of, oh my God, a coach, a mentor, it costs so much money. Really look at it like long-term. What will you get out of working with a coach? How much faster will you become successful? Will you be able to build your business and get to where you want to be than if you're trying to figure everything out yourself? Because a coach, they already are where you want to be. So they can help you it's a shortcut, you know, it's like a map, you know, a coach is like a map that can help you get from point A to point B without having to go, you know, zigzag and back and forth and left and right. It's a straight shot. They help you get to where you want to be. So I think that is a great investment to make, because you're going to be where you want to be a lot faster than trying to do it on your own. And then you might even get to the point where you're so overwhelmed, you give up because you can't figure out how to move forward. So that's, I think, is the biggest lesson that I have learned. And that's really what I would like to let, you know, your listeners know, is like, really don't focus so much on how much it's going to cost you. Really focus on, what will I get out of working with someone? How much faster can I get to where I want to be?
Oh, such a good point. Such a good point. You know, Kay, I know that people are going to want to know more about you. Now, I will put your website on the show page, certainly, but tell us how they can find out more about Kay Sanders and what you do and your books and all that sort of stuff.
Okay. Well, they can go to my website. It's kaysanders.com. So KAYSANDERS. They can even look at my about page. I actually have my entire story on my website, even with the pit, all the struggles, not just about my success, also about my struggles. And I think that is one important thing that a lot of entrepreneurs don't do. They don't really talk about the struggles that someone has gone through. So I put my story up there because I want to inspire people that anything is possible. So that's one way they can really learn more about me. I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, on Amazon. I have some books as well. You can just type in Kay Sanders. I have like 4 books that come up under my name. And Facebook, LinkedIn, and my website is really the best way to get a hold of me or to learn more about me or to connect with me.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time today, Kay. I know that you're a busy person, so I truly appreciate you taking time to share with all of us and such awesome information today. Thank you so much for being on The Holistic Entrepreneur.
No, thank you. It was really a pleasure. And I hope I was able to provide you and your listener with some great value.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.